Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Words of truth and value. You'll find it on 657 AM.
And that's where you at. You are on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. Give you the sounds of Yolanda Adams, A Fragile Heart. Now I'm excited because Pastor Lucas Ngos was talking to us about being equipped and equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. And he says there are times where we ought to do, what do we call them again? Where we ought to do workshops and all of that, and avail yourself for these, you be part of that, learn, grow. But some of us don't do that, you know. Some of us don't do that. We want to do it, but we never. And he says sometimes we don't do anything. There's nothing stopping us, but we don't. So now I'm bringing a challenge. The workshop challenge has started on the 9th of November. Radio Pulpit together with IMS. Radio Pulpit will be there with IMS, as IMS is bringing a Champions Conference. That is so awesome to know that we are getting ready for that. And on the 10th, Radio Pulpit is going to be having a worship encounter where worshippers will be equipped. So at the Champions Conference, we are going to have our business people, entrepreneurs, also being equipped there by the IMS, the International Marketplace Summit. So they will be equipped, and we are so excited about that. And afterwards, a free one brought to you by Radio Pulpit and IMS. A free one with the speakers coming all the way from the United States as well will be part of this. And joining me to talk more about the breakfast is Me Prudence Muchumi. She's in Kenya right now. My queen, u Kenya inko Kenya. Dumela.
Greetings from Nairobi, Kenya this morning. Happy. Yeah, I have arrived.
Yeah.
It says Karibu Sana from Nairobi, Kenya.
Oh, all right. You are in Nairobi, in Kenya. I'm like, ma, u Kenya inko Kenya.
We are hosting the International Marketplace Summit Marketplace Champions Conference, Kenya.
Oh, all right. Congratulations on that. So now, tell us about the 9th of November.
The 9th of November is, are you going to finish this year strong? We have the Marketplace Champions Conference in Johannesburg, South Africa. And we're excited because we've got a delegation coming from the United States that are going to be with us. Listen, if they can fly 16 hours, then I think you can drive 16 minutes. I've dropped the mic already.
Yes, yes.
If they can fly 16 hours. So we've got into the Marketplace Champions Conference. We've got Apostle Linda Gobodo, who's going to be there. We know she has raised leaders. She has raised millionaires in the kingdom. So we're very excited about having a mother in the house. We've got Apostle Nona Parker, who's coming all the way from Chicago. She leads five network of churches. So she's going to be there for strong prophetic impartation. So you're going to have the apostolic, the prophetic to shake those foundations in our lives. And then we also have a facilitated panel of three marketplace ministers who are running businesses, who are part of businesses, who are there in the marketplace like us every single day. They are also going to be there, and we are just thanking God that as we are going to host this conference, it is about ending the year strong. It's about you. How are you going to end this year? And you must decide right now, are you going to do what it takes? And what does it take for you to be there on the 9th of November at 9 a.m. sharp with us at the Marketplace Champions Conference? And yours truly will be there. And I know that the Lord has really given me a message for us to go out there and to unlock you as you're on your path to kingdom wealth.
Tell us about the registration.
Yes, so registration is on our link. So you can go to our website on the international. It's www.imsonline.co. Then we also have it on Quickit, www.quickit.com. And then /, you'll just be searching for Marketplace Champions Conference. And it should come up. Registration is easy. And we want to see you there. Then if you have challenges, we can also have our office line. It is
063-361-4417,
where you can just let us know that you're trying to register, and we're going to help you through that process. But don't delay, because the early bird 20% discount is finishing soon. And I know people are going to call me after that. People of God, can we just be delivered from lastminute.com? Can we just deliver it from lastminute.com? Thank you. So that is what's happening live on the 9th of November. And there's going to be a lot of graces and a lot of anointing in that room.
Okay. So if I register early, what's the benefit in that?
You're going to get a 20% discount. So you're going to get money back in your pocket. We also have tables. So, you know, Marketplace Champions Conference is all about, what do you take to your marketplace? We want to give visibility to you and your products and services, because God is asking us, what do you have in your hand? Oh, Lord, I don't have anything. What do you have in your hand? And I want to strongly encourage believers to bring their products and services that they are struggling to give exposure to, bring them to the conference. We want to see them. But more than that, we want to build a strong network of kingdom-minded believers where we can buy things from you. You know, if we are not going to build our community, we are never going to have enough resources to take over. So I want you to bring those products and services. And it's very, very important. These two elements of that conference are important. So come with your products and services. We also want to encourage Christian authors. You know, you're just not writing a book. God has given you a message to the world. You might be thinking, nobody's ever bought my book from the United States. You will have a delegation of 10 people from the United States in that room that can take that book and go and take it across borders, take it international. So please be encouraged. Christian authors, we are calling on you. Be there on that day.
Wow, that is like really awesome. 06339, is it 361-4417? It's the number that you can dial, find out more, make your way, rush. So IMS has the Champions Conference on the 9th of November, and that will be happening there. Don't miss out if you're an entrepreneur. Pastor Lucas Ngozi just spoke about it. There are workshops. This is a workshop.
Oh, wow.
Go for it. There's a workshop. Go for it. Let's go and be workshop so that we can be out there and make an impactful effect out there. Let us minister and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ in the marketplace. So we are finishing how? And you're asking us, how are we finishing? We are obviously, Ma, we are finishing strong. Look at me fixing myself.
That is the decision you must make right now. But Sibongile, I will be honest with you. There's a lot of people who are telling me that they're going through the most. There's a lot of people who need encouragement. There's a lot of people who are saying this has been a tough year. Whilst we have prophetically declared the year of open doors, people are saying that my business is struggling. I'm struggling. And I'm saying you must be positioned to take dominion. A person can't just go to the marketplace and think you're going to win. That is a very contentious and spiritual environment. So when we are asking you to come to this conference, it's not to fill the seats. It's because we know that God is going to give us graces and anointing to break the chains, to prophetically make some declarations so that you can move forward in your marketplace. You can move forward in your business. You can finally birth that business. You know what scripture is coming to me? It's Hannah. Hannah prayed and prayed for a son. She was crying. Her husband was watching her. But the other wife of the husband was giving birth to 10 children. And the husband asked about, Hannah, am I not more than 10 sons? She just said, you know what? Despite all I'm going through, I'm going to go and pray. Mm. She went into the temple that morning, not knowing that God had planned a particular divine moment. God had orchestrated a divine moment for her. She went there, she prayed her heart out. The priest saw her. The priest said to her, why are you praying like this? What is happening with you? She said, I'm sorrowful. I'm going through a lot. You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know how many kids my husband is having with his second wife. And the priest blessed her And that was her breakthrough. Listen, people of God, I know sometimes people say, I can do it by myself. You know, I'm just seeking the Lord. There's some people with mantles and anointing to destroy yokes. There are some people that God has given a divine empowerment to help us to move forward. There is some impartation. You will hear a lot of the time, the book of Acts even, it says they lay hands on them and they began to speak in other tongues. They lay hands on them and the Holy Spirit fell. So there is an impartation that sometimes is necessary, because what Hannah could not do for herself over 10 years, the priest did with one prayer. He prayed for her. And the Bible tells us Hannah went and she had not only a son, she had a prophet. She had, so your blessing that you're looking, you're just asking God, Lord, I just need this business of mine to work. I just need this salary. I just need this promotion. But God has something bigger. And you may just think like Hannah, just for a son, but God has a prophet in mind for you.
Sure. So then it means that even now, it's October, but we need to expand our minds. I love it. Not so long ago, I think it was like a month ago, we had Susis Pindile, who called in and said, she actually sent a voice note and said, I have started a business. She said, I have started a business. And she says, I'm trusting God on this. So it means that even if it's October, expand. You can even start in October.
Sibongile, there is, you must trust God for an 11th hour miracle. In the Bible, you know, it's a lot of times Jesus showed up when people say, you know what, forget about this. You know what, I've buried Lazarus. You know what, I've given up on this business. In fact, it started, I closed, shut it down. In fact, it's not happening. Jesus, I'm the resurrection and the life. They said, no, Jesus, we understand you'll resurrect us at some other time. Jesus said, listen, I don't resurrect, I am the resurrection. So what we are saying is, it's not time to give up. The end for God to move in your life takes one word. For God to move in your life takes one moment, one divine moment. For God to move in your life takes one divine orchestration. How did I go to Chicago? I just went to a meeting. Somebody had a conference. I went to the meeting to actually support them. When I got there, I didn't know it was going to be a divine moment. And the people that I met there are the people who are flying for 16 hours to come and be a blessing to us. So you don't know your divine moment. So show up when God opens the door. You know what we need in this hour? We need discernment. It says, do you not discern the hour? So sometimes you'll pray for the blessing. You'll pray and God says, but I sent you this. I sent you that. I sent you another lifeline and you didn't respond to it. So we don't see those people. When God moves, you want to move with the Spirit.
Sure. Have discernment during this time.
Power.
So if I'm feeling like I'm going under, how do I lift myself up?
That is, it's not only about you lifting yourself up. So obviously we're instructed to encourage ourselves in the Lord. But in the community of the believers, the Lord says where there's unity, there he commands
a blessing. Yes.
The blessing. He commands the blessing in unity. You know, if there's one thing I respect in the kingdom, is unity. It's unity, because where there is unity, the God himself commands a blessing. So when you come to the community of believers, we see all the way through the book of Acts, they met together, they gathered together, and they had all things in common. There is a blessing for coming into unity with other believers. That is where the Holy Spirit does his greatest work.
Oh, so that's why the Lord will say, do not forsake.
Totally. Don't forsake the gathering of the brethren, because he says where two or three are gathered, I'm in the midst. Imagine if they say one can put 1,000 to flight, 2, 10,000. So you come there with your 2,000 problem. But when we are in the room, we can put to flight 2 million. So sometimes you must get into that environment in order for you to get that propelling to go forward, propelling to end your year strong. That oomph, that sail into your wings, that new strength and energy for you to finish this year strong.
Sure.
A lot of the time when we're alone, that is when we get discouraged. When we're alone, that is when we don't know which way to turn. When we get alone and we isolate ourselves, we get depressed. But when you're in the community of believers, somebody's going to encourage you. Somebody's going to tell you to try again. Somebody's going to tell you to get up. Somebody's going to make a phone call. Somebody's going to say a prayer. Somebody's going to tell you about Holy Communion. They're going to tell you about, this is not where we're going to give up. We are renewing our strength because God has so much more for us.
So, Ma, what do you advise? Get into these workshops. Go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, if God wants to do something big, Sibongile, I'm now going to drop a mic. If God wants to do something big, he calls a person.
He calls?
That is it. He calls a person. Mm. If God wants to do something, he wants to deliver a nation, he wants to birth a nation, he's going to call a man. He'll call Abraham, and the Bible says man, so I will say man. He created man, both male and female. So if God wants to do something, he is going to call a man, both male and female, to go and do something for him. So what we are saying is that you as the man, you as the woman, that God is the one that God is going to use to go do something big in the marketplace, to do something big in the community of believers, to go and do something big as salt and light in the world. God is just waiting for you. I tell you, we have this thing, I'm waiting on God. God is like, I've done the greatest move I'm ever going to do. Jesus died on the cross to give you a benefit package. So what are you waiting for now? God is waiting on us. And wow, we are saying we also want you at the Marketplace Champions Conference.
All
it's
right.
Time that you become a champion.
God is saying he's also waiting on us. And we are waiting.
We are waiting on God, you know.
And he's like, I've given you all things.
The biggest move that God was ever going to make is when he moved in Christ on the cross. Mm. That's the biggest move. There's no bigger move that God is going to do again. Mm. God has moved the way he will move. Now it's for us to run with what he has done. Now we have to run with what Jesus has died to pay to give us. Now we have to run with the benefit package of salvation. Now we have to run with the benefits of our blood covenant. We have to run with it. So it's not time to wait. God is waiting on you.
Here's a testimony from Mrs. Pindile. Remember, I just mentioned Mrs. Pindile. She was starting a, what do we call it again? A news cafe of some sort where people can print their things and all. And I remember she wrote and she said she's believing God that they would also be able to do obituaries and print out and all. She says, testimony. We got new funeral parlor and they agreed to partner with us. As I'm speaking now, I'm home. I received 500. I'm not quite sure what is it. Prophet. God is not a son of man to lie. As his pin delay is definitely ending the year strong.
By the blood of the lamb and the word of your testimony. Sis Pindile, let me tell you prophetically, as you testify, God will give you more to testify about. As you testify, I prophetically declare to you that God will give you more to testify about.
Hmm. So are we in that space, wow, where iron sharpens iron?
Amen.
Are we in that space?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because the one person has got this mandate. The other one has another mandate. You know, God has given us all pieces of the big puzzle. And as we come together in unity, we will find that is where God commands the blessing. Mm. So everyone, the Bible also says that, and this is one of the foundational scriptures at the International Marketplace Summit Ministry. Ephesians 4, verse 16, every joint supplies. We are all part of the body of Christ, but it says we are not the same member. Every member has its own part. Every body has it's an eye, it's a hand, it's a foot. So as every joint supplies, it says it's for the maturing and the effective working of the body of Christ. So every one of us is important. You can't say Prudence is doing this, traveling all around the world, so I can just sit by and wait upon the Lord. No, the Lord is waiting on you because he's put something in you, some gifts, some talents and abilities, and that is what Muruti Lucas has written about. What are those gifts? What are those talents? What are those abilities that God has placed in your hand? And there are people waiting to be delivered by what you have in your hand.
Sure. Muruti Lufuno also writes, where is your faith? The lack of faith tells us we are alone, when actually Jesus is in us.
True story.
But I think so many things that we go through can tell you that you are alone.
Yeah.
Especially during the year, especially if you're struggling with your business as well. Uh-huh. It can tell you, no, you are alone. You are alone.
And then you start questioning, does the Lord want me to do that? Does the Lord listen? If you are still wondering whether the Lord wants to bless you, the Lord has already said, by the time he declared the covenant with Abraham, he said, I want to bless you to be a blessing until all nations of the earth have been blessed. So our covenant totally and completely has got wealth as part of it. Hmm. God wants you to be blessed so that you can be a blessing to others. Why? So that they can know how good God is. Because sometimes a blessed life is a very powerful testimony. When God has blessed one person and they tell them, I'm standing here, I'm traveling around the world, not because I am so educated, not because I'm so influential or clever, just because God has determined in his counsel that this is what my life will be about. As I go around the world, I give glory to him. So that is, and that takes faith.
That takes faith.
It takes faith. To walk in purpose.
Yeah.
It takes faith to walk in purpose.
Sure. That takes faith. So facts are not always true. Fact is, yes, my business didn't make profit.
Today, my bank account is maybe not looking what I want it to be. The creditors are calling me. Those are the
facts. Yeah.
But the truth of God's word is something entirely different. And that is why we must walk in our true identity. The Bible says, you look at your bank account, it says believers are those who call those things that are not. So the thing that's not in your bank account, but what do we do as believers? We like to call the things that are, oh, my bank account is, oh, my house is, oh, my car is. No, it says call those things that are. If you are not healed, call forth your healing. If you don't have money in your bank, call for that money. If you look for contracts, call for those contracts, because we are speaking spirits just like God, created in his image and in his likeness.
Pastor Khomoto Maga, I think we have so many pastors tuned in today. Pastor Khomoto Maga also says, and she says, so true. Everybody is important. So talking about the gathering of saints, the fellowship that we should not forsake. Joan Odendahl says, Amen. Let's take a break and come back to just talk to you some more. Let's do this. We're coming back.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele kwi app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.za.
It is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, and this is just for you with you up until 11. I'm almost out of here. But I'm so blessed. Today, I'm so blessed. It has been a revival for me. I hope to you too. Pietra Small, good day to you, my queen. I see you. And Pastor Justice Chapu, I told you, Ma, that we got so many pastors in the house today.
People have come to encourage me. The joint A's have come to encourage me today. Thank you so much. I just salute every son of God who is working in the vineyard.
Yeah.
God bless you all. Thank you for the comments.
And I
my
think,
heart is warm.
And I think my Pastor heart. Justice Chapungu is in Zimbabwe. Muruti, am I correct?
Oh, wow.
Or are you in South Africa now? All right. But I know that Pastor Justice Chapungu, he's not here in South Africa. He's somewhere else. Okay. So where are
Can
you
just...
tuned in? Yes, ma? Mm-hmm.
I just want to say, take territory, Pastor, where you are. If it's in Zimbabwe, take new territory. That's what it means to be a champion in the marketplace.
Wow. Let's sum it up, Ma, and talk to these champions in the marketplace as we are looking to ending the year strong. Mm. Regardless of where we've been, what has happened, we are strong. Mm. And we, as you said, we defeat with the testimony of our mouths and through the blood and the testimony. And it means that from now henceforth until the end of the year, one has to start declaring what they want to see happening in their businesses, in their workspace, in their career, wherever the Lord has placed them in the marketplace, in the parliament, in entertainment, in whatever space that God has placed them in the marketplace. What do we say to the champions as we are wrapping up?
Amen. We are saying to the champions, it's time for your promotion. You know what the Bible says? As a champion, David had to fight the lion. He had to fight the bear. Maybe you are at that place where you are fighting for your business. You are fighting for your partnerships. You are fighting for your projects. You are fighting just it at home for your family. I'm telling you, it is time for your promotion. So what are the four levels of promotion? To move from faith to faith. To move from strength to strength, to move from wealth to wealth and another level of wealth, to move from glory to glory. So I want you to know when you come into that conference, it's not about being stagnant where you are. It is about God elevating you to where He wants you to be. So if you need a doctor, you are not going to sit at home. You are going to go and see the doctor so he can administer what is necessary for you. We are saying to you, we are putting everything together for you. We can just meet with these people ourselves. They can come and we can meet in hotel rooms. But why are we putting a conference together? Because we want to be a blessing to God's people. And we know we want to win together by creating this community of kingdom-minded believers. So we are then inviting you, come to the Marketplace Champions Conference. Come to hear how can you be ignited to move from faith to faith. To move from strength to strength. Let me tell you, the fights, the battles you are fighting at this level, there's higher battles waiting for you somewhere else. So you need the strength of God. God wants you to move from glory to glory. And there is a level of moving from wealth to wealth. So that is what the end of year is about. It's about ending strong. And it's about understanding that there's more in store for you. You do not have to give up. Don't give up. Don't draw back. Don't give in. Don't even lose ground. This end of the year is going to end in glory for you. If you do what is needful, it's always about what is the step that you're going to take after this. Because we have said it all. The Bible is there and it's clear. So what are you going to do? Because for me, that's always what it's about. It doesn't even matter. Sometimes I get a prophetic word. What is the action, even the one action that I'm going to take to show that I am ready for what God is saying about my life.
All right.
And that's inviting you.
Yeah, all right.
Register now.
Register now.
Yes.
Register now. I'm listening to Pietra. I'm listening to the message Pietra just sent me right now. She is busy doing her rusks. She's busy baking rusks.
Yes.
And she has my bonsai broom with her, and she's keeping it for me. Pietra is she's a business. Pietra, I'm hoping that you're going to get a table at the Champions Marketplace as a conference. Yeah, Pietra, come. Pietra, come. Bring the score. She does honey. She's a beekeeper. She does a lot. Pietra, we'd like to see your work displayed. Let Americans buy your rusks, and you should bake the South African ones. Proudly South African ones. So bring your stuff on the 9th, but you have to register now. So if you are in business, if you are an entrepreneur, you are in the professional space, in the marketplace, in whatever office that God has called you, your workplace, you can register. There's an early bird ticket that goes for 275? Is it 275,
and the tables go for 325 only. For the people of God.
Mm-hmm. For the early birds.
For the early bird, yes.
Okay.
And we want everybody to get early bird registration. And we want you, you know, we have to trust God, right? We have to trust God, and this is how we start. So please register. Please bring your products and services and meet me for a date with Destiny on the 9th of November 2024 at 9 sharp.
And if to register, you can go to, or you can go to their website, to their website, or you can go to their Facebook. It's International Marketplace Summit, or you can dial the number 063-361-4417. It's 063-361-4417. Don't miss this play, this time, as we are ending the year strong. I believe that once you have ended the year strong, next year you are ready. So this is just to prepare you for 2025. Yeah. My queen, thank you so much.
Yes.
My queen, thank you so much.
Always, Ipongile, you've been giving me the opportunity to log in from all over the world. So I really am grateful. Thank you so much for still being with the Radio Pulpit family from wherever I am.
Yeah, thank you. That today we are in Kenya right now. So praise the Lord. You've taken Radio Pulpit to Kenya. Can you pray for those in the marketplace, my queen, as they're trusting God for a beautiful year end?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you said prayer is the game changer. Father, we thank you this morning that I can pray a prayer over your people in the name of God. Lord, I pray for that the sound of my will hear this, that, Lord, they will be activated in the four levels of blessing, that they will move from faith to faith. Renew someone here today who needs God. Move those who have still weak, peace and renew in the mighty name of Jesus. They will move from glory to another level of glory as they experience the goodness of God. And thank you, Heavenly Father, you say, as you seek your righteousness, all things. This morning, we thank you once again that we approach and attack our love with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the breath and power of God. May their light so shine that men will look the good in Jesus.
Amen. Thank you so much, my queen, for praying for God's people. We love you. Keep flying the flag of Jesus Christ there in Kenya. And tell them to tune into Radio Pulpit They can, yeah, please, please. Kenya needs to listen to Radio Pulpit. Pietra says, I'm going to ask hubby about this and register me. Yay! It's doable. It's done. I can't wait to meet you there. Tandi, precious Tandi, hello to you. Also, thank you for tuning in. Ma, have a great one. Pass our love and greetings to Kenya.
Thank you. I'll do that. God bless you, Radio Pulpit.
And we are signing out. Do remember, if you'd like to register, the numbers 063-361-4417. 063-361-4417. So the 9th, it's the Championsbury Conference. And then the 10th, the Americans are with us right here in Pretoria as we will be celebrating a worship encounter. Ah, with Churchill Siladule as well. So you don't want to miss it. I'm signing out, and next up, Wimvina Rousseau with the 11 o'clock news bulletin. And afterwards, Germany, Yanni Belsa takes you through with Perspective. And after Germany, you are joined by Lukomkwedi Puti. She's outside. She's outside. She's outside there. So she'll be joining you with Radio Pulpit somewhere in Benoni. So yeah, do enjoy the rest of our shows. Precious Tandi saying hallelujah. And Pastor Justice Chapungu, Asante Sana. Oh, Nikki says, I can't be left behind. Greetings, blessings to you. Love you, family. Let's meet on Friday. Bye.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.